Also this week, scientists have made an interesting breakthrough in understanding how bacteria fend off attack from microorganisms. Seems strange to think that bacteria infect us, but they also suffer from coughs and colds like we do in the form of viral attack from things like viruses called bacteriophages. And there's a paper in the journal Nature this week by Josiane Garneau, who's at Laval University in Quebec. And what she and her colleagues have done is to discover that bacteria actually have a little genetic library where they keep a record of all of the things that have attacked them in the past, and they use that library to recognise threats when they come in again and deal with them. This genomic library is a specialised structure called CRISPR, which stands for Clustered Regularly Interspersed Short Palindromic Repeat Region, which is why they call it CRISPR for short. And what happens is that if a bacterium is infected with one of these viruses, bacteriophage-type viruses, the bacterium usually gets killed. But about one time in a million, she found, and she was using a type of streptococci, the bacterium takes a little piece of the genetic material of the bacteriophage and it puts it into its own genome, into this CRISPR region. Then in future, if the bacterium gets challenged by that bacteriophage again or by other malignant pieces of DNA called plasmids, which can occasionally come in and hijack or add genes to bacteria, sometimes they're good, but not always, and so some bacteria sometimes want to fend them off. What happens is that the bacterial cell uses this CRISPR region, this library of genetic information of past threats. It compares the genetic sequence of the incoming bacteriophage DNA with the DNA sequence it's got stored. If the two match up, it uses a module or an enzyme called Cas, C-A-S, which is like a molecular pair of scissors, to chop up the bacteriophage DNA and stop it actually hijacking or taking over the bacterial cell using a technique called RNA interference. Now, you might say, well, that's fantastic, but why does this help us? Well, actually, bacteria are very useful as tools for biotechnology. They're used to make drugs and other chemicals that are useful for humans, and they also make food. They're used in the cheese industry. And if the bacteria that are your cheese culture or your cheese-making culture or your drug-making culture fall victim to some of these bacteriophages, then it can destroy your whole culture. So if you can render the bacteria immune to attack from some of these common phages, you can protect your bacterial culture. And that's what they're suggesting that we could use this research for. Over and above that, I just think it's wonderful to think that you can get bacteria, which are nonetheless resistant to bacteria attacking viruses. It's like giving a bacterium a dose of a flu vaccine. Well, that's it for our news this week. You can catch up on all of the news stories we covered on our website at nakedscientists.com/news. All the references for those stories we covered are there too.